Hello.
Oh, you're not doing your Scottish accent,
though. Oh, hello. Welcome to News Parks. We're in Scotland.
That was much better last time you did it. Welcome to News Parks. It's Monday, July the 31st. And we are indeed in Scotland.
We're in Edinburgh.
What is the Scottish news, Zina?
The Scottish news is that Nikki from Big Brother has got camel's hoof fanny.
Ooh.
And it's on the front of the Daily Star. She's wearing a white G-string that's all twisted around with a black and blue lace bra. And apparently there's some nutter saying, stay out of the Big Brother house. We're warning you. It took us a lot of work to get you out of there and we don't want you to go back in.
Going back then?
There's talk of her going back in to make it a bit more interesting for last week.
Mm-mm. Interesting indeed. A booze expert has said that Scottish children, as young as five, should be given watered-down wine so they don't become alkies. Everyone's furious, going, don't waste good wine on the kids, on the bairns.
Well, they do that in France, don't they?
They do, and you don't get that many French out, do you? I don't know.
They
seem a little bit more suave and glamorous than the Scotch, let's say.
They don't get fat.
They don't, and the women are always very glamorous.
Yeah, so
that's
maybe it's
a down
good idea. Let's start doing it. Well, I know we're not kids, but we could start having it anyway.
Okay, well, we'll have watered down wine.
Yeah, although I don't like it with water in it. Let's just have some wine.
I don't mind a spritzer on a hot day.
Spritzer's all right.
So. Well, that's all that is.
A woman's got her breasts out.
Is she Scottish?
I don't know. She's,
She's from Essex.
I don't like that necklace she's wearing. It's like, it's a bit much when she's not got anything else on. It'd be alright if she's wearing a nice evening glamorous ball dress. But
she thinks
just
she's over-accessorised.
Over-accessorised. She should have been better off with a frock or something.
And you wouldn't ever see her tits.
Or a fan.
Fan? That would have been cheeky.
Yeah, a little fan.
Some quads have been born into the cat world, and they're ligers. They're the first liger quads, so they're crossed between a tiger and lion. Lion is the dad, and the tiger is the mum.
But they won't be able to have babies because they're asses.
Yes. Essentially, they won't, but they're cute.
It's the equivalent of a humanzee.
It's a bit like a humanzee. I mean, do you think that the mum and the dad are ostracised in the big cat world for betraying their kind?
Yeah, I mean, you would be if you got off with a chimp. People would stop speaking to you.
I know that happened.
It did.
I lost a lot of friends over chimpy.
But I suppose you've got to take it where you can get it, haven't you? I didn't blame you for it.
Well, I don't understand it, is right? You see how dogs interbreed, all different breeds of dogs.
Yeah.
But they're not sterile. Mongrels aren't sterile.
No.
That works quite well. That works quite nicely. So, and you can do it with horses and donkeys and, you know, big cats, obviously. The ligers are evidence of that. But how come birds? I never understood why birds don't interbreed. Because, you know, there's not that much difference between each species of bird. But you never see a mongrel bird. They're just a bit more picky.
Maybe all the different kinds of mongrels that could happen have already happened and they became species of birds.
That's why there's all different sorts of tits.
Yeah.
And finches.
Big ones, small ones.
Blue ones.
Blue ones, really cold ones.
Crested ones.
Hairy ones. Floppy ones.
Oh, childish.
I think there should be more experiments made into breeding other things. Like things that wouldn't normally meet each other.
An elephant and a rhino.
Yeah, that surely should work. And also, there's a lot
of similar skin.
There's a lot of horses that like fucking women.
You'd like to see a horse woman.
Well, there was a programme about it, wasn't there? About that. It was about
bestiality. I think that's too different to work,
well,
really.
You don't know that. Bestiality, and it, you know, it was like, you can imagine a farmer fucking sheep.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to get pregnant with a woolly man, are they?
No, but there was then women who would go down regularly to their stables and bend down in front of their horses and the horses would fuck them up the arse.
Now, I do believe this is true. I think it happened to Catherine the Great, didn't it?
Did it?
I don't don't know, there was a rumour that she got crushed by a horse that was winched onto Shagger. Kerry is our guest today. Would you like to add something?
That is true.
Thank you.
So she was, well, she was attached to it with a harness.
Yeah, she used to do it regularly, and then one day it just, you know.
This is in the days collapsed. Before vibrators.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
It was harmless fun.
But surely a horse is quite big. I mean,
she had a lot of girth.
I understand the harness.
She's had a couple
thing.
Of babies, so she won't feel it.
No, 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 I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about its penis size. Right. No, its general size.
Right.
So if you're saying a woman bends over and a horse fucks her, the horse is going to be too tall to fuck her. She's going to have to either stand on something.
I think in this case it was a Shetland.
Oh, okay.
But I've read as well about women strapping themselves onto stallions and using a kind of harness thing.
Hmm. Why are we talking about this? It's the news.
It's the news.
It's freezing.
Yeah, there should be more of it. Yeah. Oh, and open up a special zoo.
A sex zoo?
Well, just a... Well, I suppose you could go and breed with the animals there.
Oh, I see. No, a zoo of mongrels.
Interesting. Marco Pierre White made Gordon Ramsay cry.
Good.
When he was 20. That's why Gordon's like he is now.
Angry. Full of rage. The problem, oh, it's a terrible problem, how to boil a fucking egg has finally been solved, or cracked, by scientists. You can either now get an egg with a special emblem on the side that will change colour according to how you like it. Or it appears when you've cooked it for long enough. You'll be able to get them in packets of soft, medium or hard. And then a student, who's apparently a design student at the university, has made something called the Perf Egg device, which will boil an egg perfectly for hard-boiled eggs.
What's wrong with just boiling an egg?
I don't know.
Since when was that such a fucking problem?
Well, this is a recent survey by the Guide Association showing that 4 out of 10 British schoolchildren can't manage the simple culinary task of boiling an egg. I don't want to be... I think 4 out of 10 who can't boil an egg means that 6 out of 10 can, and that's actually not bad.
And also, the 4 out of 10 that haven't been shown, they've probably just not been shown, and if they were shown, then they go, oh, right, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, it's
of course I can.
I can, yeah, an egg timer. It's a simple device. Mm. That worked. I don't know, I think they're overcomplicating things.
Just leave it to the chance. Why have you got to have a perfect egg? It just...
It's part of the fun, is yeah, like exactly. Going, oh, I don't know what it's going to be like. Yeah. Mm, it's nice and wet, lovely. Harry got off with his girlfriend Chelsea.
Prince Harry or Harry Potter?
Harry Prince.
The Scottish Daily Express are questioning who's actually running Britain. They've got a theory, it's Cliff Richard.
Oh.
Cliff is complaining. That, which is fair enough, I think. The royalty laws in this country mean that you only get 50 years of royalties for your work, whereas in Europe it's 70 years. Mm-hmm. Cliff's he's knocking on a bit. Yeah. He's going to start losing money. He's annoyed. So he's campaigning to get this law changed. Fair enough. But at the same time, he is lending Tony Blair his house in Barbados... so that Tony Blair can go on holiday. People are reading things into this. They reckon Cliff is controlling. He's like the puppet master.
Controlling Tony Blair. That's happened a few times, hasn't it? They've gone to stay in his house.
Yeah, I think he's got a few houses. Apparently it's got 6 bedrooms, a tennis court and a pool. And usually, Tony Blair gives some money to charity for the use of it. But yeah, the Expresser, they think that Cliff's in control. I'm not convinced.
I think he is. I think he's like the Don of Britain.
The Cliff.
Yeah, the Cliff. He's a very evil man.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you can see it would be annoying if all of a sudden, like, if you'd had one hit and that had been keeping you going throughout your life.
Yeah.
You think, oh shit, 50 years is up. That's me done. Yeah. No more royalties. You could be a bit pissed off, but he's got another 50 years worth of...
Yeah, he's done a lot.
Yeah, Mistletoe and Wine. I mean, he's going to be making money out of that long after he's in his grave.
Yeah, I mean, what song is it? It must be...
Summer Holiday.
Happy to be a bachelor.
No, no,
boy.
I think it's Move It. That was his first single.
Who even listens to that?
No one. They don't play on the radio very often.
I think he's a greedy motherfucker and he should fuck off with his perfume and his turkey neck.
Controversial words there from Xena on Cliff Richard. Yep. And the news.
Wayne Rooney's got a minder. No. Ronaldo's got a minder.
To protect him from Wayne Rooney?
Yeah. I'm sure that's made up.
There's a list there of annoying things. That looked quite good. 100 most annoying things.
Oh, yeah. Top one is cold callers, fake fingernails, being bloated, skinny people who complain they're fat, Russell Brand, men in flip-flops, mosquitoes, headaches, crazy frog, tailgaters, James Blunt, sunburn, texting in capitals, bad hair days, Abby Titmus, off milk, cramp.
That's a highlight of the most annoying things.
David Blaine spots.
What's the 100 most annoying thing?
Fake fingernails.
Quite low down then. Who gets annoyed by fake fingernails?
Tummy ache. I do actually. When I like, if I see somebody tapping away,
yeah,
and you say, "Oh, what are you doing? Those really long ones."
Yeah.
I think, do you think that looks nice? You look like a freak.
No, I wouldn't find them annoying.
I can see the point of like making them nice.
Yeah.
But those massive long ones
are like really expensive.
How do they wipe their bums?
Yeah, exactly. They must be unhygienic because you're going to get a lot of dirt trapped under them.
What I object to is, this may be quite controversial, but I see a lot of poor women, very poor women, with immaculate nails. And I just think, spend your money on your kids.
Have your roots done?
Yeah, exactly. Buy a new tracksuit.
There's a dog called Ratty. He's lush, right? He's been lame since he got his foot run over, but he gets lonely.
Yeah.
So he gets on the bus on his own and goes to the pub in York, the Black Bull in York, and he goes there twice a week. Barmaid would feed him sausages. He'd just hang out for a bit, and then he'd come back on the bus again. But someone new has taken over the pub and they've banned him.
That's
poor Ratty the Jack Russell.
He goes on his own. This is a good argument for a reincarnation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Somebody who used to go to that pub
has come back as
The dog.
Yeah.
You get. I mean, it's nice because he's a dog. Obviously, he doesn't pay a bus fare. He doesn't take up much room.
It's nice of the bus drivers to go hop on.
Yeah, he just gets on his own, gets off when he gets to the pub. I think it's really cute. I think it's very sad that they've banned him.
And no more sausages for Ratty.
Poor Ratty.
I think he could probably find another pub to go to.
Yeah, of course.
If he stayed on the bus a bit longer or got off earlier,
There's
bound to be another pub that'll give him some sausages.
Aww. But he's only a dog. He might not work it all out. I know he's obviously a clever dog, but it's a lot to ask, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
That's very true, yeah.
That's very true.
Bonner from Big Brother tried to sell her suitcase for £2,000 on eBay.
She was the first person out, is that
right? Yeah.
No.
It got bid up to £67 and then she took it off sale. She said, decided not to sell it, I'm just going to concentrate on carving a career as a singer and model.
Oh my god.
She was a light lump, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
She's got a muffin top.
Oh.
She's, I mean, she's not a model in any way, not in a glamour way or a catwalk way or a photographic way or.
No.
Anyway.
She's got nice eyes.
Has she got big
knockers? I don't know if she can sing.
She can't speak. How can she sing?
She had fairly normal baps. A bit floppy, I seem to remember.
Some bright sparks have come up with a series of books to tell you which decade you come from. As if you didn't already know your birth date.
Love it.
It just seems like they've got extracts here, and it's just like really stupid stuff. Like, do you remember Adamant? Then you are from the 80s.
But imagine that, like.
You wanted to marry Michael J. Fox because he was the same height as you. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
you had blue lip eyeshadow. Yeah. It's just like, I remember the 80s, it wasn't that long ago. I can tell you what happened. But they're trying to flog them. If you want one, it's $4.99.
Are there any questions where you go, no, is it just the 80s?
It just sort of has little, no, there's the 70s and the 60s as well. You know you're from the 60s, child from the 60s, when you remember Nelson Mandela going to prison.
Oh yeah, I don't remember that.
No, I don't remember that.
I just remember he's free, is Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
You were never ever convinced that the Milky Bar Kid was strong and tough. I mean, that was still going in the 80s.
Yeah.
You thought, if you're from the 70s, if you thought that the funniest men in the whole world were Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden and Bill Oddie, after this year's Edinburgh Festival,
it might be that you're a
child of the 2000s. So, stupid books, anyway. Don't buy it, it's rubbish, it's a rip-off. If you want to know where you're from,
look at your birth certificate.
Look at your birth certificate, give me a call, I'll make up some clichés about decades and you can work out that way.
Nikki from Big Brother's been shopping in Harrods.
She's been buying camel feet.
She's been buying the Paris Hilton kind of look, really.
Oh dear.
That's the route she's going to go down.
Oh, so she's going down the Chantel route.
Yeah. Mm. Oh dear.
I just want to cook her a Sunday roast. Just give her some food.
Really? Feed her up a bit. She's got issues with food.
Bet she's a size naught.
Probably, yeah.
She used to be anorexic, didn't she?
Yeah. She did. Mm. Pete from Big Brother apparently has his whole flat covered in mirrors, so he likes to look at himself in the mirror.
Yeah, I watched that the other day.
Oh, they went to his house?
No, he was talking about it.
I think that's alright.
Yeah, he talks to himself, it reassures him, because he gets lonely.
Aww.
Yeah.
Poor Pete. Pamela Anderson's got married and celebrated by jumping around in a thong, saying just married on it. And
takes all sorts.
Yeah.
The man she's
on a thong, though.
It is, yeah.
The man she's married looks a bit like that last one she married.
She's got married to Kid Rock, hasn't she?
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Tommy Hilfiger.
She's not married Tommy Hill.
No, he said it was pure rock and roll. Model Cindy Crawford, 40, said she had a great night.
Oh, that's nice. Cindy Crawford had a nice night. That's good. Apparently giant swarms of wasps are forming nests as big as beach balls thanks to the hot summer.
Shit.
Pest control experts in Edinburgh, in Scotland, have been flooded with calls from people who found massive nests in their homes and gardens. So watch out for giant wasp nests.
Get rid of them, I hate them.
I haven't seen many wasps this year. No. Not more than usual, certainly.
There's been a couple, though, that have buzzed around me.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's normal. You normally have a couple every year.
I know, but I wish they wouldn't.
They weren't the size of tennis balls, whatever it was. Do you know it's illegal to take a picture of a bat?
Yes.
Really?
You read it in the paper.
But there is a picture of a bat.
Why?
Yeah.
Why, because
they're endangered species. I don't know if it's all bats or if it's just pipistrelle bats, but you're not allowed to interfere with their environment. And if you take a flash photography, it might freak them out.
Are they a bit like celebrities?
No, they love it. Celebrities don't exist if you don't take pictures of them.
Like vampires, is it? Or ghosts? Or what else doesn't exist?
Well, ghosts, vampires. Mm.
Unicorns,
yeah. Leprechauns.
Fairies.
Yeah.
Pixies. Imps.
That's quite exciting. I feel like I've almost made a breakthrough, but not quite sure what it is. Dennis Rodman got put on the Love Island and then he's left it saying, what a bunch of losers. I'm not staying here.
I love how they just keep putting people in for like a couple of days and then they go, no.
No
sorry,
way.
I did my best, but there's no saving this. Oh, we've been going on for 20 minutes. We should probably...
we haven't done one for ages. Got one Prezza story.
Go on.
He has spent £106,000 on food recently. Apparently he's got a taste for posh, nosh and high living. He's been whining and dining pals, and now there's going to be an inquiry into who the pals are that he's been,
doing
this to. He looks like he's eaten quite a lot.
Well, he does, doesn't he? So it's some more politics news, which wasn't in the paper, but I heard it yesterday on an intellectual programme I was watching. Apparently, Charles Kennedy's he's going to come back, going to try and become leader of the Lib Dems again. Going to oust a Ming, that's his plan.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to get fit, not going to be an alcoholic anymore, and try and get back on top.
Interesting. Well, Ming's not doing a very good job, is he?
No, he's just like a...
It's like Father Crawford and Father Christmas.
Father Ted. Not as funny.
Just doesn't do anything, really. I mean, people liked Charlie Kennedy, didn't they? Even when he was a drunk, people liked him. Would you shag him? But him or Ming? Or Brown?
Brown. You know I love Brown over everybody.
But...
You'd have bloody good fun with a drunk, though, wouldn't you?
Who would be more fun?
Gordon Brown. I think he's a right laugh.
I reckon Kennedy would be quite good fun.
No, I think he'd be good fun.
I don't think Brown's would be that much fun.
Brown could be dangerous.
And actually, I reckon Brown would be like a big sweating bull. He just wouldn't stop.
Would you have to get a winch for him?
He'd just keep coming at you.
Right, let's wrap up for today. Thank you for listening to this extended news box from Scotland.
Scotland?
We'll be coming at you from Scotland every day now.
For the next...
100 years. hopefully we won't be going on as long as we have today.
No.
It's quite long. I'll stop talking now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks, Kerry.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.